This is an interview with Mrs. Helen Wool and Mrs. Charlotte Aiken in Mrs. Aiken's home in Washington, D.C., April 17, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. Mrs. Aiken, what was your first experience with the resettlement administration and Roy Stryker? Had you heard anything about what was going on with this picture-taking thing before you came there, or how did you react to the idea? What was your background for this type of work?
Well, I was working in the payroll section of the old resettlement administration, and I wanted to get into a more interesting job, and one especially that had was more money attached to be honest. And so I had a friend, Dell Ford, from South Carolina, my home state, and we had known each other for years, and she worked for Judge Mitchell, who was an assistant to the director. So she said he was head of the historical section of the Information Division of the Resettlement Administration. And he was a fascinating person and doing a very good job and an interesting job. And she thought I might like to meet him, that Mr. Mitchell, her boss, Dr. Mitchell, I think he was, had thought that I would like that spot to work in that office. So she took me over and introduced me to Mr. Stryker. And his secretary was leaving, Mrs. Hanrahan was leaving. And I think at first they had in mind that I would fill her job, but I was not equipped for that because I was not a stenographer. So I was I just did some of everything and just general office flunky, I suppose, at first, which was really it. I mean,
What was your first impression, say, the
that
first...
That it was a very busy place, not too well organized, and everybody kind of going around like kind of in the fog in a way at first. And there were pictures all over the tops of the files. And
when was this?
This was back in 1936.
Mm-hmm.
And we had very small quarters. There wasn't much room there. And a very small lab. I don't remember what the lab looked like. And it was in the old Ball Building at 910 17th Street. And I was only with Mr. Stryker for about a year. I started right off, though, doing the travel vouchers for the photographers. He had called Mydans and Arthur Rostein there then, and I believe Walk Evans and Dorothy Lange. And then one day we were all gathered together, and they told us we had nothing to worry about, that things were going to be all right. And the next day I came in and I had a notice that, because of lack of funds, my services were no longer needed until I was terminated without prejudice as of such and such a day because of lack of funds. We thought everything was all right, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So then I was not with Mr. Stryker. I worked in private industry, and it was in, he had told me that if they did get more money, that he would let me know and call me back. And then a year later, in 1938, I went back to work for him, the summer of 38, and he was at that time on L Street, 1737 L Street, in an old warehouse. It was real cold in the wintertime. And we went to the, from there we went to the old auditor's building. I may have the dates a little bit mixed there, it's kind of hard to remember exactly.
I see. Well, Mrs. Wool, in the meantime, had you joined the force?
I didn't join the force until 1940.
I see.
And I didn't know what I was getting into. I was just going back to work because my husband had been called up for the draft, and I had two youngsters, and I tried to convince him that that was one way of keeping the house together. And he was of the old-fashioned kind and said my wife shouldn't work, and it took a little bit of convincing. But my father was a politician in the state of Illinois, and through Senator Scott Lucas, I was given an interview.